Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled True Witness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now go with me to the book of Acts, please. Go to the book of Acts. And let's look at one of the greatest witnesses in the Word of God. One of the greatest examples of somebody giving their witness and testifying. In Acts, let's see, chapter 6. Chapter 6, the Bible said they were in need of some assistance and help in the early days of the church. And so the Lord gave wisdom to select men to put over these affairs. And verse 5, Acts 6, 5, said the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith in the Holy Ghost, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, Nicholas. And verse 8 says, Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. God's using this young man. First, he's on the food truck. He's not a preacher. He's Meals on Wheels. He was. Making sure the food got to everybody. Making sure the soup was still hot. How many know if you're faithful in a smaller thing, the Lord will add to you and increase you. But if you're not faithful in that, you don't qualify for more. Verse 9, there arose certain of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of the Libertines, and Cyrenians and Alexandrians, of them in Cilicia and of Asia, disputing with Stephen, and they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. Amen. Come on, did you see that part? Yeah. They were not able to what? Resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. We're going to get into this later, I believe. But Jesus talks about when it comes time for you to testify, you don't have to rehearse what you're going to say. Amen. Don't even think about it. Because your Father's going to speak through you. Amen. The Holy Spirit's going to help you. Amen. And people will not be able to refute Amen. The spirit by which you speak. Does that sound like Acts 1:8? Yes. You'll receive power Amen. After the Holy Spirit's come on you and you'll testify. Amen. But it'll be inspired. This is not you writing down something and then going and reading it to somebody.
Amen.
If you were there, if it happened to you, you don't really need notes. Amen. Is that right? Amen. You don't really have to have notes. When it comes up, it's real to you. It's a part of your life. It's in you. You can share it. And what's supposed to happen when it's a God-ordained situation like that, that you share and testify, you are inspired.
Amen.
Somebody say inspired. You're inspired. What inspired means, it's not coming out of your head. It's not something planned, pre-planned, formulated, structured. It's coming right out of your spirit. To your mind. Hallelujah. And it'll just pour out of you as you tell what God did for you. It just flows. Hallelujah. Almost effortlessly. And there's somebody else involved in this besides you and them. And this spirit cannot be refuted. Cannot be resisted. Now that doesn't mean people have to receive it. But they can't overtalk it. And they can't prove it wrong. And they can't shut it down.
Yes.
Because it's not just you. It's him.
Amen.
Whoever out-talked God. Whoever talked him down. Made him look bad. Showed him up. Never nobody and never will. And so, as Stephen's testifying like this, they couldn't resist the wisdom. Well, I mean, they'd say things and they're all trying to come down on him and pressure him and shut him up. And the Lord would give him things. He'd say things and they'd just stand there with their mouth open. They didn't know what to say about it. Because it was obvious to everybody that it was true and it was right. Now, the Bible said that Stephen in chapter 7, he just related by the Spirit of God. Now, you know it was inspiration. He related basically from Genesis to Malachi of what God had done and how things had worked. And if you read the whole thing, it's powerful. But in verse 51, skip down for time's sake. Verse 51, he's just relaying what God has done, what God, and what he kept coming back to is that people had historically rejected God's choice. They rejected Moses. They rejected person after person after person. What's he getting to? And you've rejected Jesus, God's choice, and you rejected him. And the Spirit of God through him says this in verse 51, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears. You do always resist the Holy Ghost. As your fathers did, so do you. Just like they said, we're not going to have this man to rule over us. That's what you did with Jesus. That's what you're doing right now with his leaders. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart and they gnashed on him with their teeth. These people are going crazy. They gnashed on him with their teeth. Keep going. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw. Hallelujah. What can you testify about? I said, what can you testify about? What you see, what you hear, and what you know, what's about to happen? Stephen's about to testify. Do they want to hear what he's seeing? No, they don't. But is he going to tell them anyway?
Yes.
And is it going to cost him?
Yes,
yes, but not really. Yeah, they're going to stone him. But did it cost him? I don't know that he even felt some of those rocks. He's out of there.
Amen.
He went to the one he saw.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Now the Bible said that Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. So why is he standing up? Why is he standing up? I think part of it, same reason you stand up when the preaching gets real good and strong. Come on, are you listening? Why? Why? Stephen, this boy is preaching. This boy is taking it to the max. This boy is not blinking an eye. He's not backing down. Is that right? He's in front of the whole hateful bunch. He is smiling and telling them the truth. And then he's going to haul off and tell them he just seen Jesus. He said, in fact, he said, you just like they didn't receive Moses, you didn't receive Jesus. And they all knew he believes he's the Messiah. They don't believe it. They're scoffing and mocking. He said, in fact, I see him right now. I see him. There he is. There he is. I see him. Is this real? Is this true testimony? This ain't hearsay. This ain't theory. Stephen is seeing the Master. And he just testifying about what he just saw. What he's actually seeing right now. And I want you to notice the kind of effect it had on these people. They went nuts. They lost it. Didn't they? Read 56. He said, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. I think I'd have to say that too. I don't care how many guns is pointed at. Is right? If you're seeing the Master, I think I'd just have to say it. How about you? Why not? And verse 58, they cast him out of the city. They grabbed him. We notice already they are gnashing on him with their teeth. This is crazy. They're just going nuts. Why are they going nuts? Because of the Spirit that they're yielding to and the spirit that's stirring them up, which is the God of this world. And what you see, you get a glimpse of how he feels about powerful testimony. It drives him crazy. He's like, we got to shut him up. I mean, you would think, well, let's see about doing some political things against him or trying to dig up some dirt. No. We got to kill him right now before another word comes out of his mouth. Why would that be true spiritually? Because what he's saying is so powerful. The anointed true testimony of the believer is so powerful, it is actually the light of heaven breaking forth onto the earth. It is the light shining in the darkness. Come on, do you believe it? It's the light shining into the darkness. Didn't the Bible say, we are the light of the world? Didn't he say it? We are the light. Somebody said, I thought he was the light. He is. That's why we are. Because he's in us.
Thank you, Jesus.
How does he manifest himself as light in this dark, dark world? Through us. What if we won't speak up? What if we're too ashamed, too intimidated? We won't speak up. Then the enemy has effectively quenched the light. Kept it from coming out. Can you see these people are just, they're just out of their mind with rage, murderous rage. And you think about it. This is not somebody who's harmed children, who's stolen and destroyed lives. What's so terrible about what he said? He accurately quoted the word and law and the prophets that they claim to believe. And he's telling the truth about what he's saying. It's not a lie. It's no deception. There's not a false thing happening here. And yet, they can't stand it. They can't stand it. Are you getting a glimpse of why your testimony is so important? It is so important. And why so many have been martyred over it. Because the devil's a killer. You know what his solution to your testimony is? Kill you, right? Get you. I mean, his perfect will for your life, you have already missed. Are you happy about missing the will and the plan of the devil? Oh, yeah, you should be. You should be.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series True Witness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida, on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.